Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
There's something happening this weekend that I have so many mixed feelings about. So my son's birthday is this weekend. He turns 15 on Saturday.
Oh, wow. That's a big one.
Yeah. And I've talked about this before a little bit, but him growing up is something I've struggled with in a lot of ways, because it's hard to watch him kind of grow up and go off and do his own thing. And at the same time, that's all you want. You want him to grow up and find his place in the world and figure out who he is and have friends and kind of go. But there's like this little piece of me that feels this abandonment, you know?
Oh, I totally feel that.
You get it?
I get it.
And I think a lot of parents do. And that's why I bring it up too, because it's that feeling of you kind of take your identity and it forms around you being the parent to this kid. That's who you are. That's what your personality is. That's what you take the most pride in. And then all of a sudden they grow up to this place where they start to not need you for certain things.
Don't even want you.
Yeah, exactly. Or they're, you know, like a teenager. I know my son's going through, like, you know, if it's a preteen or now it's teenager stuff, where there's moments that I take really personally, and those are the hard ones for me. Like, if he doesn't want to hang out or wants to go with his friends or wants to just sit around and watch YouTube, I'm like, oh, let's go do this, let's go do that. And he doesn't want to. And I'm like, well, what did I do? I thought we were friends. And it has nothing to do with me, right? He's like just going through his phases. And that's good. It's all positive
absolutely
stuff.
Not.
You know?
Yeah. I went through that with my daughter because she was like my best friend. We go to like Six Flags and we, you know, go skating and go to the amusement park. And then after a while, she's like, I'm going to go with so-and-so. And I'm like, okay, fine.
Right. Yeah. No, I feel those are really hard because you do take them personally. And I do think for me, it hits a little harder because he's not with us full time, because he's with his mom most of the time and then with us every other weekend. The time that I do get to spend with him isn't as much as it used to be, especially because now he wants to be with his friends. But also, every time I see him, I feel like years have gone by in his growth and who he is as a person, because it's, even if it's been, you know, maybe a week and a half tops, it feels like, you know, he's just growing and he's learning and he's becoming his own person. And I want him to do it. You know, I want him to go fly, but I'm also like, no, don't do this. Stay with me.
Right, you're like, okay, fly. No, wait, come back. No, wait, you're not ready. No, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I think the 15th birthday hits me a little bit differently too, because I know once I started to drive, and I know my parents were divorced when I was really, really young. And so especially as I got older, I didn't see and go with my dad on the weekends. I didn't see him as much other than like when he, you know, came to, he was present, but I wasn't hanging out with him like I used to. And for me, all of those feelings come back. I'm like, oh my God, this is it. We have like two more days before he never wants to see me again, kind of.
Yeah.
The truth is, he's such a good kid. He's on high honor roll. He's playing water polo. He's got like a good group of friends hangs out. It's like everything you could ask for as a parent, you know?
And
I do think that other parents, and like you said, other parents go through those feelings too, of almost like, don't grow up. I want you to be little forever.
Absolutely.
That's my weekend. I'm gonna be an emotional mess.
Oh.
On the inside. And if you listen to this and you know my son, don't tell him I said any of that. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Right.
By the way, if you're someone that's like, oh, thank you, I thought I was all alone in this, you could always hit me on Instagram too. The Scotty K Show.
Been flying.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.